I had an amazing night last night. I was at the sports bar, and I met this really, really hot woman.
Hot woman, yeah? So get to the part where you notice her Adam's apple.
Believe me, she's all woman, okay? Her name's Natasha. She's pretty. She's got a great personality. I'm telling you, Raymond, we really hit it off.
Yeah, all right. So then what happened? You ran out of singles?
Will you stop? Will you just stop already? I'm telling you, she really liked me. It was just one little problem.
What?
It's really not a problem. Shouldn't even use the word problem. It's just a minor thing.
All right, what? What? What is it?
She thinks I'm you.
Whoa. You met a woman who thinks that you're me?
Yeah, well, I'm at the bar, right? And she spills her drink on me. And we start talking. And I'm telling you, we really connected. I was actually quite charming. And the bartender passes me a towel, right? And he goes, here you go, Mr. Barone. And we're in a sports bar, so she just assumes that I'm Ray Barone from New York Newsday.
And you didn't correct her?
She seemed so happy to meet you. She's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, listen, you can't... a hot woman is a big fan of mine?
I couldn't believe it either.
Did she mention any particular column?
Well, she did say something about a Cal Ripken profile just before we... Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
No! No! Come on, first night?
Big fan.
Huh. I did get a lot of good feedback on that piece.
You certainly did.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute. If she knows my writing, then she must know I have a wife.
Had a wife.
You said I was divorced?
Widower.
You killed Deborah?
Had to be done. But don't worry, you stuck by her through a very long illness. You were wonderful. Oh, and just so you know, you never had any children.
What?
You couldn't leave any loose ends.
Hey, look, man, you gotta set her straight. This is not right what you're doing.
I know, but I really like her, and I don't want to blow this, you know? I just have to pick the right time to tell her. I gotta lay the groundwork.
All right, but just make sure that you do it, because it's wrong, man. It's wrong what you're doing.
I know.
All right. So how hot was she?
Oh, Raymond, so out of your league.
I love when they're out of my league. Hey. Let me ask you. While you were... Did she say my name or anything?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cross over some moral line, Ray?
All right. Just suffice to say she was really into you.
Great. I finally have sex. I'm not even there.
She was a dynamo.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How was I?
So-so.
Hey, what are you doing to me? This was sent to my office. Come on. To the beginning of a wonderful romance, love, Natasha. Oh, I can't have this there. It's like a time bomb.
All right, thanks for bringing it over. Bye-bye.
Well, I get at least two of these brownies.
No, the brownies are for me.
Well,
thank
come on,
you.
I brought the thing over.
I'm headed for work now, so I'll see. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Natasha, this is my brother, Robert. Brother Robert, this is my friend Natasha.
Well, so nice to meet you, Robert. Ray has said so many good things about you.
He has he?
I should hear how he brags about you. What a great cop Robert is. You're like his hero.
Ray.
He's told me all about your commendations and your promotions.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, that's no big deal. They give you those just for showing up. Yeah.
But Ray, said you were wounded in the line of duty.
Oh, yeah, he told you that? Yeah. That was actually kind of stupid. I allowed myself to get gored in the ass by a bull.
Don't be so modest. First of all, he was saving people. And it was actually the upper thigh.
No, right in the ass. Yeah.
This guy is a crack-up. You're a great cop. Get out of here.
No. You know, I'm an okay cop, but I would rather be a great writer like my brother Raymond. I mean, he's a cultural hero.
You're out of your mind. I'm just a scribbler.
A scribbler, yeah. Did you happen to see the profile of Cal Ripken Jr.?
Oh, I love that piece.
Really? Yeah, me too.
What about you? Robert's planning a clothing drive for the Police Athletic League. He just can't stop at the giving.
I don't believe you two.
No?
I've never met two brothers who get along so well and admire each other so much. It's unreal.
It is unreal.
Well, somebody raised you right. You must have amazing parents.
Yeah. They would amaze you.
Yeah. I gotta go. I hope to be seeing you again, Robert.
Oh, right.
How did this get here?
Oh, yeah, Robert brought this over. He stopped by my office this morning and delivered it here. Always thinking of me.
Hmm. Hey, Ray, could I get one of those brownies?
Certainly.
Oh. Thanks, Ray.
That's funny. Ray does that chin thing, too.
Hmm. Yeah, we're both idiots because we do that.
It's cute. I'll see you later, Ray.
Mm. I swear to God, I was gonna tell her last night. I just want to make sure that she knows what a great guy Robert is, see? I'm trying to get her to fall for me.
Yeah, like she's gonna dump me for you.
You watch. I'm slowly making the transfer. I build up who Robert is, the kind, compassionate police officer, and I downplay the shallow, heartless sports writer until she says, "Gee, Ray, I wish you were more like your brother," and then, ta-da!
Ta-da! You're a psychotic liar! Come on, just tell her the truth.
I'm gonna.
Tonight.
But this groundwork.
Psychotic!
All right! I'll tell it tonight.
All right. She is pretty, though.
What'd I tell you?
Way out of my league.
Mine, too.
Yeah. You know, it's like neither one of us could have gotten her on our own, but...
But melded together, we were like a whole other entity. Like a superhero. We were better than just Ray.
Better than just Robert.
We were Raybert. Come on, you're on your way out anyway. You can't help your brother with his laundry down the stairs? We're Raybert.
Yeah. Yeah, Raybert. What the hell you got in here anyway?
Just some socks and unmentionables.
Yeah. Too bad they're not unsmellables.
Hey.
Hey.
You know her?
Yeah, right.
Hey, let me help you sort some of this stuff out, Ray.
Excuse me. Do either of you have change for a dollar?
No, I don't. But you know what? My brother Ray Barone probably does. Yeah. Yeah. You probably do, right? He's a top sports writer over at Newsday. So what do you say? Can you help her out, Ray Barone?
I think I might have changed.
Oh, yes. Top writer Newsday is going to have plenty of change.
Thanks. So this guy must be the president of your fan club.
No. Yeah, no, I'm just his brother Robert, that's all. You know, but I am proud of his accomplishments. Yeah, you bet I am. But you two go back to what you were doing. You work out that change thing. Yeah, go ahead.
So you're Ray Brown?
Yes. Yes, I am.
My father loves your column.
Well, thank you.
So does my father, yeah. And his father, because we're brothers. Yeah, all right, let's do laundry.
Hey, it works. Raybert works.
Oh, right, but I like Natasha.
Oh, you can't tie Raybert down like that.
Hey, Raybert may be two guys, but he's a one-woman man.
Come on, I just want to see what happens.
Thanks for the change.
You're welcome.
So you're using number 7. There's a great agitator in there. Listen, you know, tell your dad if he ever wants to talk sports, I'd be happy to.
That's so nice. Thanks. I'm Wendy.
I'm still Ray.
I'll see you around the building.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
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 I gotta tell you, that was wild watching that. It's like I've entered a world where ladies want Ray.
Bert, Ray Bert.
Yeah, Ray Bert. Hey, listen, you know, with your availability and my mystique, we're unstoppable.
All right, but you have to understand, we may have unleashed an awesome power here. But with that power comes responsibility.
Yeah. You gotta start working on my wardrobe.
Hi. Oh. Hi. I'm Natasha. Is Robert here?
No, not at the moment.
Well, I met him this morning and
Met Robbie?
Yes.
Did you like him?
Sure, he seems very nice.
He is very nice. I'm his mother.
Marie.
What? I'm interested in my son's friends. What's your last name, Natasha?
Leonetti.
Oh, Italian.
Well, on my father's side.
Good enough. Come on in here.
I just wanted to drop off some things for the police clothing drive.
Okay, I mean, you're more than welcome to leave them here, but you might do better taking them to his place.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't Robert's house. I saw our Barone in the phone book. I just assumed
that's that... okay. We'll make sure that he gets them.
Thank you. Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
You too.
Well, hello.
Hello?
Frank. Frank, this is Robbie's new friend, Natasha.
Natasha. Well, any gorgeous friend of Robert's is a gorgeous friend of mine. Where is Ray? I want to see his dead toenail. I think I got the same thing.
Ray's here? Oh, yes. He's upstairs putting the kids to bed.
Kids? What kids?
How do you know Ray?
We met at a bar.
What do you mean, through Robert?
No. I met Robert through Ray because Ray and I are kind of dating.
Holy crap.
Wait a minute. What?
Is there a problem?
No, there's no problem. I'm just surprised that my husband has time to date.
You're his wife? Ray said you were dead.
Oh.
Holy crap! Beach baby down on the sand!
Shame on you, young man.
Wait a minute. Didn't I teach you anything? You got a problem with your woman, you don't go out and get another woman. Now all you got is two problems.
Just wait a minute.
Okay, just back it up, everybody.
Robert, what is going on?
It's not Robert, that's Raymond.
You're not Robert?
Okay, look, if you just let me talk, I can explain everything. I am Robert.
Wow, that is one bad alibi.
I come to fix sprinkler.
What's your name? What's your name?
Man, let me show you what about
Ray.
Sorry, man.
It's all right. Forget it. I am Robert Barone, Lieutenant, NYPD. And this is my brother, Raymond, sports writer, Newsday.
How could you do this to me?
When you first mistook me for Raymond, I didn't want to let you down.
So you lied to me. I have to get out of here.
No, wait, Natasha. Listen, I was going to tell you so many times. It's just that I really liked you, and I didn't want you... You see, people seem to respond differently to Raymond. He's always been the funny one, the smart one, the favored one.
We've never shown any favoritism.
See, you gotta understand. I've always wondered what it would be like to be Raymond. And it was even better than I thought it would be. Because I met you.
I can't believe this. You didn't have to do that. I liked you.
Really?
Not anymore. This is so humiliating.
I hear you.
And what did you think? I was some Ray Barone groupie? You know what? Goodbye, whoever you are.
It's not you. It's that she said Ray Barone groupie.
All right, Dad.
That's got to be a pretty small group. All you got left is her. I'll say this, Robert. You're scaring off a better class abroad.
Always there for me, Dad.
He's right. Why won't you let me help you, Robbie?
He should be able to help himself. What the hell is wrong with you? You have to pretend to be somebody else? I mean, please, how old are you? You have got to have a little more self-esteem.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
Yes. No, that's what I'm talking about. When are you gonna see what other people see in you, Robert?
I know. It's just it started as a mix-up, and then Raymond and I just started having so much fun with it.
Wait a minute. Ray and you?
By Ray, he means him, because of that thing he did.
No, I'm not blaming you, Ray. I mean, it's my fault. I enjoyed being Raybert, too.
Raybert?
Yeah. That's what we called us. It was fun. And it worked. There was Natasha and then the girl in the laundry room.
The girl in the laundry room?
I go fix sprinkler now.
Tomorrow after an all-new Dawson's Creek, Dinah's about to learn a secret from her past. Could her ties to Batman be stronger than anyone had expected? The season's new smash hit, Birds of Prey, starts tomorrow at 9, only on the WB 11.